back once again. Yes, it's your morning tradition. Hi, good morning. It's Mike Austin here with the beautiful and lovely and talented Lisa Austin.
Thank you.
Hi. The estrogen half of the morning tradition, morning radio show. It's Magnificat Radio here at MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
And we've been talking with Rita Davidson, lovely lady from Canada who wrote the book Immodesty, Satan's Virtue. And let me just clarify, you may have this book because it has been out
for a while.
It was in print, and then a lot of things started to happen.
Right.
And this is the just to bring you up to date on our story. If you're just joining us, things happened from losing hard drives to snakes coming out from underneath TVs, and it's just craziness. And now we're at a point, devastating house fire for the whole Davidson family, and it trashed everything. Years of work, tons of books, lots of books into history, and of course, any house fire destroys your life. And so, Rita, welcome back. I just wanted to ask you, did you know right after the fire or right during the fire, did you know that your book, Immodesty, Satan's Virtue, all the manuscript was gone?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that was my first. Yeah. I remember sitting on the side of the road, and it's funny. This was a huge house. This was 3,600 square foot. Hmm. We had all of our business in there. We were massive book collectors. I had old, rare books in there that were like 18th century. That was all that I was weeping for on the side of the road. I'm not kidding you. It was like, oh my gosh, some of those books. Like, I had the entire collection of Father Hunolt's sermons. If anybody knows those, or like 18th century, they only printed like 800 sets of those. It just, over the years, we collected stuff because being in the publishing business and writing, they were just constant uses. And I mean, really, we started our business back in 1996, so long, long before this. So really, my faith from, you know, a measly, you know, not really believing in anything about my faith, all came from books. Like, that is where my faith came. That's where I learned the faith again.
Right.
So really, you know, all those years. So we had the one side of the house was like a general store, like an old general store. Mm-hmm. So it was lined in bookcases. So I'm trying to calculate. We had probably 17, 18 full-size bookcases just on the main floor.
Wow.
Like a lot. I mean,
you had virtually a private library.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Mm. I mean, it was at the point right before then that I was thinking, I have to find a way to catalog all this. Because you start buying double books and it's like, oh no, I have this already.
Okay, so you realize your manuscript for Immodesty, Satan's Virtue, is completely gone. You had it saved on a computer somewhere or no?
Well, and this was the big thing. So once we realized what we'd lost, I didn't see it later that day. My husband walked by, walked back up to see it after the firemen had left and everything. Because what happened was we had neighbors that invited us to stay. So this was a huge event, literally a huge event. We had, I think, four different fire departments there, some 60 firemen. As soon as the fire took off, like as soon as we got out, the wind picked up, like just picked up, and just it started fueling everything. It knocked out the power. It knocked the power. You can see the explosions of the fire. You know, it was on our local news station. It was huge.
Wasn't the house burned to the ground?
Yes. Yeah. Burned to the ground. Yeah. Oh. I was just previewing it as some pictures just to remind myself before. And I thought, I started getting a bit teary and I thought, no, I can't do this. It's been 2 years. But really, it's so, even now looking back, there's still times that it's just so huge to just take it all in. So you can't do it all at once.
So at what point are you now in reprinting your book?
At this point, I've set a date of October 13th for the Feast of Our Lady Fatima, the miracle of the sun. If she can make a miracle of the sun, she can make a miracle. Get me a year to get this book done. After the fire, that was the biggest thing that was in my head is what can we find? What can we find out of this, so my husband, we were staying at a neighbor. My husband walked over just to see the ruins. I didn't want to go. Mm. The boys were like devastated. And so we were just trying to contain ourselves. But so we were at a neighbor's. My husband went. And when he came back, I was trying to think, he said that he found, this was the first night of the fire. He said he found a rosary and a statue of Our Lady. This was the first night. And he couldn't remember the saint, a picture of Saint Maria Goretti. These were, if you could imagine our house being a rectangle of charred remains. So right in the middle at the front of the house, he found a rosary, not a complete rosary, pieces, and a statue. I have a picture of it. She's beautiful. Just the head of Our Lady from one of our statues. And we published, we had the rights to Love's Bravest Choice, a video of St. Maria Goretti. And that was just like standing at the front of our place. Anyway, so he told me this and it gave me some hope. So I think it was the next day we walked over. We only stayed at that neighbor for the one day. And so the next day we went to a campsite, which is where we stayed for 7 weeks. Wow. And on the Sunday, we got a drive back. Like we had no way to get around. Some people don't realize what we lost. So we lost. My purse was lost. We had no ID. Mm. Our van was melted.
So we had no vehicle. I saw that.
Yeah. the tires melted right into the.
It was hot.
Rita, do you have a website where folks can go and I mean, you mentioned a website before where they can see the video of the fire and the devastation and that. But do you have a personal website where the pictures of the van and other things are located?
The main pictures of like the fire itself was the DavidsonFamilyTrust.com. Okay. That's where the videos are. That's almost like a secular, that was like a public website that I built so that people had a way to just find us. Mm-hmm. That wasn't even built until almost a year later. Okay. So our fundraising efforts really went down the tube. But anyways, the main website that we have, littleflowersfamilypress.com, is where I write. I have written some of our fire stories there, especially the ones connected to my book. And I wrote the first few days there. Because as time went on, it really came to me that the story of the fire really needs to be in a book. Mm-hmm. It really needs to be something that others can find and read. I have over 4,000 photos from the time of the fire that them alone, like if they were put on a video, would explain a lot, just all the miracles, how they sort of transpired. Mm-hmm. And so it's definitely something on the back burner because I was writing on 2 or 3 books at the time of the fire, like just had them on the back burner. Since the fire and losing everything, the main thing I wanted to find out of all of that rubble was hard drives, because I figured if I found hard drives, we have our book files on there and we can get salvage. Back up and running again. Right. Yeah, salvage. That was my main goal, is just wanting to find the hard drives, the biggest thing. If you think about, like, again, the devastation, the block of devastation, when they were putting out the fire, and no, I don't think it's on the video, but when they were putting out the fire, they had to bring in a backhoe, like a great, I think it's a backhoe, but a backhoe to dig up, like literally to dig up the remains to, you know, uncover the sparks and the, you know, like that kind of thing. Uh-huh. So they had a full size, is backhoe the right thing? The one with the big shovel?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Think. Okay. So that I had that literally rolling over everything, pulling up, you know, uncovering and then rolling back and pulling up.
Oh,
so
man.
That backhoe ran over all of our stuff.
Yeah.
You know, which again was like huge by itself, right?
Well, right.
To find anything in that was amazing.
Yes.
So when we went over on the Sunday, we got a drive over on the Sunday. So our fire happened on a Friday, by the way. And which to me, again, is significant. But Sunday was the third day. And we went over on a Sunday. And so I found the statue of Our Lady and the thing of St. Maria Goretti. And we walked around the house. We weren't there for long, but we walked around the house. And when I came to the back, so here's the front in the middle. When I came to literally the back, like the same distance at the back,
right,
I found a book of Saint Therese with her picture facing up, full color.
Wow.
Yeah, I found that. And again, when your heart is crushed because you're just like recovering from something, I was literally grasping onto anything I could find, like literally. So seeing this, because, you know, so many things go through your mind. You think, well, why would, at first you're thinking, why would God do this to me? What did I do? What did I neglect to do? What did, you know, because you're always thinking, right? So finding St. Therese in the back, our business was named after St. Therese, Little Flower Family Press. So finding her in the back on the very first day that I was there just comforted me that maybe we had done some, even one good. So we kept those two things. But we couldn't stay at the property. We were living at a campsite about 3 minutes down the road, but we had no way to get there on our own. So after I found those few things, then I started really getting upset because I thought, what else could be in that whole pile of rubble? I mean, my boys were just devastated. They wanted to find Legos. They wanted to find trains. They wanted to find anything to make, I mean, especially with their autism, they wanted something familiar.
Right.
You know, they really did. And every day since that day, like for over a year, I would hear, Mommy, I just want to go home.
Oh, gosh, that just
and
breaks your
every
heart.
Day. It does. It really does. And my four-year-old, we have a picture of him holding Legos. He did find Legos, but they were melted.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, yeah, for them especially, to see, you know, your... I guess my oldest son would be 17. You know, to see a 17-year-old boy literally crying, like on the floor, devastated, you know, it just breaks your heart.
It does.
Yeah, you it know, to does. See people, you know, it's one thing for kids. And, you know, you think as adults, well, we'll get over it. But kids, and especially with their autism, my one boy, we finally found the news story, actually, that shows him. But all he did was want to rebuild the house. He wanted to go backward. He wanted to reverse. With his autism, he just must go back and
have
the same thing.
He wanted something familiar. He wanted something that his life, he wanted something to latch on to.
Exactly.
Wow. Oh, that poor kid.
We're talking with Rita Davidson. Rita is the author of Immodesty, Satan's Virtue. And boy, what a story of the devastation, the fire. Is it Little Flower Family Press? Do you have a website, a location for the company?
Yes, littleflowersfamilypress.com.
Fantastic. We're going to go there too. We're running up against the clock, Rita. I'm hoping we can pick this up again sometime soon. If you don't mind, if we can pick this up again at a later date, because I want to find out the story past there and the timeline for the reissue of the book. And I'm sure that we have so many stories that we can get into, and we're going to do that. Rita Davidson is her name. Go to littleflowerfamilypress.com, and we're looking forward to Immodesty, Satan's Virtue. And I want to talk a little bit about some of the things that you have in the book as well, but we'll do that maybe in a week. We can get together and we'll do this again.
That would be great.
Rita, thank you so much.
I've been waiting. I've been waiting to get the story out.
Thank you for your time. We look forward to it. And we'll stay in touch, huh?
Yes, please do.
All right. Rita Davidson.
She is a nice lady.
She is a very nice lady. And she has a lot. There's more to this story. And that's why I said we're running out of time. And I wish we had
a longer show.
Well, this time we could fill a longer show. Most days we're going, ooh, now what do we do? But thank you to Rita, and we'll get with her again next week. All right, so we're going to do this, and we're going to get back here. Do you feel like I feel like I need a little bluegrass music. I'm just in that mood again. Hang on. More Misty Mountain Boys, please. There, now you got her. Now you got her. These are the Misty Mountain Boys, themistymountainboys.com. Good Catholic boys, and a nice little bluegrass band. They don't have a drummer.
Well, does any bluegrass have a drummer?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they all don't. I guess you don't have to have a drummer, but as a drummer, I kind of wish I was.
But they wouldn't use the sticks. They would use the little wishy-wishy-wishy things,
depends.
Right?
Depends. Yeah, most of the time. Or a washboard. A washboard.
There you go.
Anyway, we got to take this break and come back and finish out your day on a little happy note here. Mike and Lisa Austin, Magnificat Radio and MagnificatMedia.com, where we are
living our faith, y'all.
To a grave on hell overlooking the mill. It's a place where she's
sleeping. Well, it has been an exciting Monday morning and a busy morning, and we're glad you were part of it. Yes. Welcome back to your morning tradition. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio at MagnificatMedia.com. Remember, join us here on the website. Click around. I always forget that people are listening to us when they're on the website. So, click around
they
while
can.
You're here. Go right. over to the gallery. You can see Lisa's photos from the weekend. And
right. And then...
stuff.
If they want the radio schedule, go under the broadcast schedule, go under radio.
Right. We were asked over the weekend about when does this happen, when does that happen, and there is a schedule right there. You can go into the broadcast schedule and
there's
check
like,
that
there's
out.
There's home, there's about, and then there's radio.
We are really, really that. You could, if you could see my fingers right now, I'm holding them up. That you couldn't even get a hair in between my fingers if I had hair. And we're that close to getting a live streamed mass on Sunday on our website, the video and everything.
Yes.
So
I'm going to be so happy when that's completed.
I mean, it's not a year old. It's as it happens, live as it happens.
Right.
Not here. Not now. It won't be, as far as I know, on the radio section.
No. It's
technically, I don't think that can happen yet. But
it's going to be on the website.
Yes, and it'll have its own page.
It will have its own page.
This is the mass. And then you go there and you can live stream that every Sunday. It'll be a live streamed mass, video and everything.
Right.
Out of Sanford, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Sanford, Florida.
So if you're stuck at home with the kids, taking care of sick kids.
Snowed in.
Or if you're elderly, anything like that, now you can view and see the mass and experience the mass.
I said snowed in. I hope I didn't jinx anybody. We're getting there. It'll get there.
Yeah.
We stayed up and watched the blood moon. Everybody see the blood moon last night?
I think some people did and some people didn't.
Yeah, okay, it was cloudy here for a while and then it cleared off. We stayed up and watched it and said our rosary actually during the blood moon. I don't know what that means, but we did. So that was interesting. And so then, what was I going to say about that?
I don't know.
I had something I was going to say.
And it lost your mind?
I lost my mind long.
It left your
ago.
Mind, I should say.
Well, there's not a lot there to keep it in. Let's just be honest. So anyway, I just saying the blood moon last night was cool. And
it was. You know what I've noticed around the studio, though?
What?
You've got like these little extra cards with hearts on them and stuff. What's all that about?
Where's this?
Right in front of you, right there, with the little hearts.
Oh,
and then
that.
I see one over there with the
our
little
kids,
baby Jesus.
Our kids, the girls, are so sweet. There's one on the door, too, when you come in. We have put so much time and effort into this thing, all the while trying to teach homeschool, trying to keep a house, and trying to work a regular job. And so it really, there were days where it got really, really, really intense and just didn't want to talk to anybody. And the kids, you know, hey, can we watch Your Father's Know Best? No. Just go to bed.
There just wasn't any time.
There was no time for anything. And so the girls made these little handwritten cards that says, thank you for working. I love you. And there are little hearts on it. And over here, Magnificat Media and Maria put a little angel on there. It says, love, living our faith. And then on the door, it says, thank you for all the hard work you do or something like that.
Aww.
Those little things, man.
Kind of helps you push you further.
It takes all the junk off the top.
Yeah.
And then there it is. And you realize, you know what's really important? You know?
Yeah.
We
need
our,
those little reminders.
Yeah. We live our faith together. And what kind of example am I giving to these kids I got to get this done. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, it's just because you're so tired, Mike. That's all.
Well, I'm not the only
one.
And
we all understand.
Yeah. I am not the only one. It is a difficult...
I think all men go through this.
Really?
Yes, I really do. Oh. I think all traditional Catholic men go through this because they're trying to provide for their families. And I think all the traditional Catholic women understand and they go through it too because they've got to basically take care of their house almost practically alone while their husbands are working really, really hard for the family.
I really would like to do that more. We have a men's group that I'm part of. That you remember, I shared that with you with Father Escara, brought you know the encyclical and stuff, and we get together every now. But it's not. I think it would be cool to have a traditional men's slash dads, right? Dads, maybe a father-son sort of weekend where you have good Catholic teaching and you have manly activities and you have time for discussion and you have time for rosary as men. You know, maybe you do a man's procession or something and you do a father, you know, a dad thing.
Yeah.
And have a breakout thing where the boys go and they do boily stuff. Boil an egg. I don't know. Boily stuff.
Right. And then, I understand.
And then we all get back together. I'm gonna explore that. Email us and let me know, men, if you would be interested in doing something like that. Okay. Another project. That's all right. That's all right. It's all for God, right?
Yes.
That's right. It's you know, we only have so many hours, literally hours, on this in this life.
Exactly.
Every breath we take.
So that's why every time that you go to try to complain about whatever you have to do, I've been trying to teach myself this. Excuse me. I think back of we only have so much time. Yeah. So why not work it out like this? Just keep working.
And persevere.
Just keep going. Keep going. Ask God for your strength to keep doing what you have to do.
And husbands and wives, lean on each other. I'd say as a husband, I am blessed to have a wife that I can lean on. And she knows it. Now, on the other side of things, as the man who should be the pillar to be able to be leaned on, sometimes I drop that ball. But you got to lean on each other. And a good traditional Catholic marriage.
Right.
You know?
Like we pointed out on Friday about being friends. St. Thomas Aquinas said it's as simple as being friends. You need to, lean on each other and be good friends to each other.
All right. And there it is. And with that, we're going to leave you with the Misty Mountain Boys. I am smitten with this thing now.
I see.
MistyMountainBoys.com. TheMistyMountainBoys.com. Good traditional Catholic family. Young men. Very talented.
They are.
I mean,
it was a lot of fun.
One of these guys plays, fiddle, mandolin?
9-pound hammer.
Come on. Got me hammer.
Oh, my size.
MC Hammer.
Oh, my size.
No?
Buddy,
yeah.
Don't you roll too slow? How can I roll?
Yeah, there you go.
The wheels won't go.
It's
great harmonies.
The Misty Mountain Boys, and I just love that. All right, so thank you for being part of our day and letting us be a part of yours. Mike and Lisa Austin here on Magnificat Radio, magnificatmedia.com, where we are
living our faith.
We'll see you tomorrow. Oh, I forgot to say, Jim Morlino is going to be on with us tomorrow from Navi's Pictures.
Nine-pound hammer.